Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good afternoon, good day, good morning, wherever my voice is heard. I tell you, technology is great, but I tell you, it can fail you at times, and we just had technical difficulties again. But we are here, forgive me, in this cold winter blast here in the state of Michigan, and of course, praise the Lamb of God, we're gearing up our Intercessory Prayer Conference starts today at the Westin Hotel tonight at 7 o'clock with Bishop William H. Murphy, Jr. kicking it off. We're going to be there, praise the Lamb of God. Hopefully, the Lord willing, we get over there. Praise God. It's right not far from my house, but we will be over there and be doing the show tomorrow mobile from the hotel. So praise the Lamb of God. Hope you can tune in with us on tomorrow. We are here, we are here, we are here, and we're live. Praise the Lamb of God. I am in the studio. This is not a recording. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Oh, my goodness. I hope and pray that each of you, praise the Lamb of God, are having a wonderful, wonderful January, this first month of the year, that things are kicking off very well for you, that the Lord has opened doors for you, and that you already see hopes of blessings, praise the Lamb of God, as we deal in the year of fulfilled promises, praise the Lamb of God. God is fulfilling the promises of his people. God is doing a great and awesome thing in the earth realm for his people, praise the Lamb. And I hope and pray that you are a recipient of the blessing of God. He loves us so much. His love is so sweet. His love is so dear. And it's us, praise the Lamb of God, who neglect God, not God that neglects us, praise the Lamb. Hallelujah. I love each of you today. I am so happy about PSM International and where God has taken us. And then, of course, the Truth Church, praise the Lamb of God, where I pastor and shepherd there in Dearborn, Michigan. I just thank God for that nucleus of people that try their best to be everything that I need them to be. I just thank God for all of you guys. Praise the Lamb of God, and I salute you in the highest. To our intercessors, praise the Lamb. Thank God for some praying warriors. Hallelujah, who have prayed me out of some hot water. I know that. Thank you, Jesus. As many times as Satan has attacked me, attacked my body, I've always had some powerful prayer warriors around me. Praise the Lamb of God. And even last night, well, I wanted to wait. I think I'll wait and tell you all that in a few minutes. I'll wait till some more people wake up and get on the air with us here. My granddaughter just popped on. I saw that. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. But I'm just saying that God is visiting me on my bed and showing me so many wonderful, wonderful things. And even last night, I had a vision, praise the Lamb of God, that I was at a conference or something of that nature. Could be the one I'm going to. And there, Bishop DeVay Myatt and I were together, praise the Lamb of God. He'll be on our show in not too many days before us here. And he flows in the healing anointing that was on his father. His father had that mantle. And ever since his father has been gone, he has been praying for that mantle to fall and rest upon him. Many of his brothers are in ministry, but none of them flow in the healing anointing. And boy, oh boy, oh boy, I dreamt that both of us were dressed in brown, that both of us had on brown, a brown suit, walking around, chocolate brown suits, and we was walking around the conference in all of this brown. And I know that I've never seen a chocolate brown collar, clergy collar, but we even had those on. So we had on all brown. I'm going, wow, what's up with this brown? And praise the Lamb. All of a sudden, something took place there, praise God, and healing began to flow. And when I awakened this morning and I was in prayer, the Lord spoke to me and said, see, I have visited you on your bed, praise the Lamb of God, and that the healing anointing that's in your body, praise the Lamb of God, will rest upon you so that you will be a healer. Praise the Lamb of God. And then he calls Myatt's name also. Both of us will walk in the healing anointing. And boy, did that excite me this morning. Oh, my God. That excited me that the Lord would just speak that to me. Praise the Lamb of God. In this season, with health challenges and things of that nature, knowing that God sees, knowing that God cares, people of God, I tell you, and I know he's a healer. I know he's a deliverer. I know that God is sitting on the throne and he's well, praise the Lamb of God, and he is just as powerful today as he was in the days of Moses. He's just as omnipotent today as he has always been. He has not lost one iota, praise the Lamb of God, of his power. Hallelujah. Isn't that wonderful to know that the immutability of God, that God does not change, he cannot change, is an impossibility for him to change. And we just thank God for his love and his grace today. I love each of you today. Praise the Lamb of God. You know we're going to have special guests on again today in the person of Apostle Willie Talbert. I wish that you all would shake some trees, praise the Lamb of God, and blow the horn. We had technical difficulties yesterday and couldn't get on the air, praise the Lamb of God. But we are on today, praise God, and we want to make sure, praise God, that as many people as possible hear Apostle Talbert today. He's going to take us into some places of blessings, people of God, praise the Lamb, through the Word of God, that I want you all to reap on. I want you all to reap the harvest, praise the Lamb of God, of the teaching. So please, ma'am, please, sir, make sure, praise God, that you are a part of our listening audience today, and that those that you love and those that you care about and want to see blessed, praise the Lamb of God, that you would tune them in and say, hey, you better come get some. You better come get some of this, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. That's what we want. That's what we want for everybody. It's for everyone to be blessed. And so later on in the show, praise the Lamb of God, he's coming on, and we're going to allow him to exercise his giftings in teaching, exercise his giftings in exhortation. Praise the Lamb of God, and inspire us to do greater things for God, and at the same time, praise the Lamb of God, release some blessing plans in our lives right at the top of the year that will be a blessing to each of you. And I know you want it. I want it. Praise God. Yes, I do. Well, my daughter is here in queue. Praise the Lamb of God. Hi. Let me see. Wait a minute. Let me turn on a mic. Hi, Sylvia.
Hey, Pastor.
How are you today,
this
dear?
I'm fine. How are you?
And how is the new year taken? Has seen you? Did you kick it in good?
Yes, sir. Yes.
The first week is all right with you then. Praise
yes.
God. That's a wonderful
yes, praise God.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. This is the year that I'm going to meet Sylvia. That's what I'm declaring.
Yes, sir.
This is the year I'm going to meet Sylvia. As we know each other very well, praise the Lamb of God. But a lot of people don't know we've never really even seen each other in person. Praise God. But she is my daughter. And I thank and praise God for her today. Oh, my goodness, what a wonderful daughter she is, too. She is one of the best of the best. Hallelujah. And she's going to lead us to the throne of God today. Praise the Lamb of God. Praying for our sick and shut in. Praying for each one of you on our praise and worship day today. We want you to get into the spirit of worship and praise as we praise God for all that he has done. The old year is gone, a new year's in. Today is day 8, a new beginning. Come on, daughter, take us to the throne.
Hallelujah. Yes, God. God, we thank you, God. We honor you, God. Oh, God, just for today, God, how you kept us through the night, oh, God. How you awoke us this morning, God, with the blood still running warm in our vein, oh, Father, with our limbs functioning, oh, God, and with our mind and heart stayed on you, God. We worship you today, God. We thank you, Lord, and we give you all the honor and glory that's due your name, Father. Oh, Father, we exalt your name, Father. We magnify you, Father. Father, we love on you today, God. Oh, Father, we come, Father, lifting up those that are sick and shut in, oh, God. We lift them up before you, oh, God. Oh, God, cover them, oh, God. Oh, Father, we come pleading the blood of Jesus over them, oh, Lord. Heal them, oh, God. Touch their spirit, oh, God. Whatever they're in need of, Father, we know, God, that you can provide it, Father. So, Father, we just call on you, Lord, on behalf of your people, God. We call on you, oh, Lord, on those in the system, oh God. We lift them up before you, Lord. Remind them, God, that you're still on the throne, God, that you do have a plan and a purpose for their life, oh God. Even in that situation, God, you can turn it around, oh God, for their good. Oh God, just give them the unction to call on your name, oh God. For you said, Lord, if they call, Lord, that you would hear and answer. So, Father, we just lift them up before you, Father. Oh, Father, we come lifting up your leaders to you, God. Hold them up, Lord, on the right and on the left, oh God. Strengthen them, oh God. Oh God, refresh them in their spirit, oh God. Let them not leave the fold,
yes,
oh God. Let them not walk away, oh God. Ooh. But let them stand firmly on your word, oh God. Oh Father, we thank you right now, God, for Jesus, God. We thank you, Lord, oh God, for what he did at Calvary, oh God, and for his resurrection, God. So those that need to be resurrected in their spirit, man, oh God. Oh God, resurrect them, oh God. Oh God, resurrect your body, oh God, that we look and operate, Lord, according to kingdom, oh God. Oh God, that we
yes,
live more and more like you, Lord. Oh God, remove the dust from our eyes, God. Oh God, open up blinded eyes, oh God. Open up the hearts, oh God. Remove the stony and crusty heart, oh God, that your word may take root, oh God, and bear much fruit for your kingdom, oh God. Oh God, we speak to the north, south, east, and wind, south, oh God, that it will release your sons and daughters, oh God, that your sons and daughters will come forth, oh God, into the kingdom, God, for such a time as this, oh God. Oh Father, we thank you right now, God, for every child, oh God. We lift them up before you, God. Oh God, they shall see you, oh Lord. They shall magnify you, God. They shall, God, oh God, proclaim your name, oh God. Oh Father, we cancel
yes,
the enemy assignment on their lives, oh God. They shall live and fulfill your word, oh God. So Father, put up a hedge of protection around them, God. A firewall, God. A prayer shield, oh God. Protect their coming and their going, God. We lift up, cover each school, God, each school ground, each bus, oh God, every form of transportation, God. Oh, Father, we cancel the assignment of the enemy, Father. And, Father, we lift up the sick and those that are sick, oh God, and need healing in their bodies, oh God. Heal them, Lord, from the top of their head, Father, to the bottom of their feet, Father. We lift up Shatwan, oh God. Oh, God, touch her body, oh God. Heal her, oh God. Strengthen her, God. Minister to her, oh God. She might be down in the natural, God, but in the spirit, God, she's still a strong woman of God, Father. So, Father, light the fire, God, and let it continue to burn for your glory, God. Oh, Father, I lift up our intercessors, God. Oh, God, let us walk in unity, oh God. Let us be knitted together, oh Lord, that we can take the kingdom by force, oh God. Oh, God, your will be done, Father, on earth, Father, as it is in heaven. In the precious name of Jesus, Father, we say thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, God, today. Bless this holy name.
I'm overwhelmed. Oh, yeah. Lord, I'm overwhelmed.
just lift my hand, let my heart with you sing over me. And I'll lift my hand, let my heart dance with you. You take the lead. And I'll lift my hand, my heart will dance with you. You take the lead, Lord.
Oh, yeah.
And I'll lift my hand, my heart.
Praise the Lamb of God. Thank you, Sylvia. Praise the Lamb. Our daughter has taken us to the throne of grace today, and we are thankful, thankful, thankful for the prayers of the saints. Praise the Lamb of God, the prayers of the intercessors. We are so grateful today. Boy, I saw some lines lit up. I thought my daughter, well, I thought you even saw Prophet Darrell there for a minute, but maybe I was wrong. Praise the Lamb of God. Okay, praise the Lord. We're okay. I knew I saw some lines lit up here. Granddaughter, is that you?
Yes, it's me, Prophet.
How are you feeling, girl?
I'm feeling better today.
Well, we've been praying for some. We've been praying for you. Boy, boy, I tell you, I am just, Oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy, I tell you. We are just in the midst of challenges, but let me tell you something. Our God is able to do exceedingly abundantly more than we can ask, think, or expect, and he's got healing in his wing. I was just reading earlier this morning on a page. Our son, Adam, praise the Lamb of God, down in South Africa, has posted a healing. Praise the Lamb, miraculous healing of someone who had lost the use of their legs. And when I really don't know what's happening with this radio show. The lines just drop, the mic drops. But forgive me, people of God, praise the Lamb of God, for dropping on you. We are here, praise the Lamb, as I was saying, Adam had this miraculous healing going forth on the page, praise the Lamb of God, and it was just awesome to see that our God is still moving in this way, and we must understand this, people of God, no matter what's going on with you, praise the Lamb of God, whatever trajectory God has you in, does not mean, praise the Lamb of God, that he is not in the healing business. It does not mean that God is not still healing people because we have not yet received our healing, praise God. And that happens a lot of times with many people. Boy, I see my daughter Bertha. Oh, boy, all of our people. I'm excited for each and every one of you, praise the Lamb, because I have such an expectation on God, praise the Lamb of God, as it relates to your various ministries, as it relates to God bringing you out of your comfort place and placing you in the right positions in this, that, another. And we know, praise the Lamb of God, Bertha Pruitt is up for ministry day. Praise the Lamb of God that will be coming soon. Hallelujah, here at the Truth Church. And we are so excited about her entering into this prophetic ministry. Praise the Lamb of God. We have already, the Lord has used us so many times already with undisputable confirmations, praise the Lamb of God, of her prophecies coming forth of what she said God has spoken happens, praise the Lamb of God. That's the only way you know a prophet is a prophetess or whatever, praise the Lamb of God. That word come to pass, and her words have come to pass even right here on this show, and we thank and praise God for her. Praise the Lamb of God. And so we're going to be paying close attention and training and teaching her, praise the Lamb of God, to be the effective woman of God that God would have for her. She's already very powerful in prayer. Praise the Lamb of God, a powerful songstress. And we just want her to walk in the fullness of the glory that God has for her and that he has placed upon her life. Praise the Lamb of God. Also, our daughter Angela, Praise the Lamb of God. Angela Johnson will be going forth. Praise the Lamb. The third Sunday of the month. Praise the Lamb. Hallelujah. This month. Yes. We got an evangelist coming out to shoot there at the Truth Church. Praise the Lamb of God. So ministries are being birthed, and she's been around the church. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. For many years now, and has accepted her calling. Praise the Lord. One of our daughters, we lost the mother of our church. That's a part of the confusion on yesterday. People of God, we lost one of the mothers of our church, Mother Barkley. Praise the Lamb. Mother Bailey. Mother Bailey passed. Praise the Lamb of God. I made her the mother of the church maybe a year or so ago. And her daughters, one relocated, praise the Lamb of God, to San Antonio. And the other one, praise the Lamb of God, was attending church in another place. And they had all came together and was coming back to the Truth Church. Said they wanted to come back to Truth, praise the Lord. And they're glad they went out to see and this and experience. The Truth experience is a unique experience once you get into the flow of our worship, praise the Lamb, and the word released there. And they wanted to come back, praise the Lamb of God. And in coming in their back, Mother made her transition. So we honor her, praise the Lamb of God, still as our member, and been gone no time. And we love her around the church. And she was one of them ladies that always would slip something in my hand, praise the Lamb of God. If Mama had it, she was coming to see her pastor. That I can tell you, praise the Lamb of God. It got in Mama's hand. I had no trouble. Mama was coming to see about her pastor, praise the Lamb. So we praise God for a life well spent. She's children. Her husband went on before her maybe a couple of years ago, and now she's gone home to be with the Lord, praise, and the saints, praise the God, I'm sure, that's having just a wonderful time around the table of the Lord. But I just want to say that, praise the Lamb of God, that we're praying for that family. We are praying for that family. Praise the Lamb of God. Now, let me tell you all this. Praise the Lamb of God. Boy, oh boy, oh boy. I mean, last night was a beautiful night for me. But this morning, after the dream I had about the healing and everything, and I believe this is connected to it, people of God. Y'all better listen to me good today. Praise the Lamb of God. Apostle will be on in a few minutes, but I want you all to listen to me. Praise the Lamb of God. This thing about forgiveness and love is so vitally important. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And for some reason or another, I can't tell you how it happened, I was interchanging, praise the Lamb of God, with the Lord, with the Holy Spirit, upon my bed this morning about forgiveness, about pure love and what pure love is and how powerful it is. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. I'm telling you the honest God truth. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And I'm saying to you all, praise God, that we must be able to love people God's level of love and not our level of love. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Love ye one another as I have loved you. That's a powerful level of love. Hallelujah. In spite of you, I've loved you. That's what Jesus was telling his disciples. In spite of you, the way you are, I loved you. And we have to love one another that way. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Then there is no condition that forgiveness, praise the Lamb of God, cannot be rendered. We must be able to forgive people. Now, people, you say, Prophet, why is that so important? It's very important right now at the beginning of this year that you make sure, people of God, that your slate is clean so that the blessings of God can flow your way. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. That your slate is clean. You ain't got time to harbor iniquity. You don't have time to harbor hatred. Praise the Lamb of God, dislike and all that, and allow the enemy to intercept your blessing. You want to come straight to your door, stamp with your name on it. Praise the Lamb of God. Dead time, right? Overnight. You want it overnighted to you. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. You want God to overnight your blessings. Now, brothers and sisters, I'm telling you now, Take inventory of the self. God knew I was going to get on the radio and talk about this today. Take inventory of yourself, praise the Lamb of God, and make sure that you have forgiven all those that irritate your spirit when you think about them. Hello, light bulbs, praise the Lamb of God. And make sure that love is spread abroad in your heart, because God is looking at us, praise the Lamb of God. And in this season, before we start giving our first fruits, before we start entering in, we got to deal with the self. That has to be purged and cleansed. We must be ready, praise the Lamb of God, and should always be in a place, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, that we are not the bearer of iniquity, hallelujah, that we are not the desecrator of the holiness of God. Yes, Lord, praise the Lamb of God. When the priests went in before the Lord, there were certain garments that they had to wear. And some of those garments, praise the Lamb of God, in the outer showing was so that they would not contaminate, so that they would not, praise the Lamb of God, enter into a state of defiling the holiness of God and defiling the temple. Praise the Lamb of God. So we must be very careful, brothers and sisters. Hallelujah. As we approach the throne of God, and I know we come boldly by the blood of Jesus, but so don't contaminate his blood with unforgiveness. Praise God. We must remain in that state. Wait a minute. I know this ain't who I think it is on the line here. Eric 773.
God bless you, Apostle. How are you? Happy New Year, TSNI.
Prophet Darrell?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Prodigal prophet?
How are
prophet
you,
Prophet Darrell, the prodigal prophet is good. What? Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.
And happy Kwanzaa.
Oh, my goodness. How you doing, sir?
I'm good. I'm here. I have to come downtown and take care of some business.
You back in Chicago?
Yes, sir.
Oh, that's wonderful to hear. We're happy to hear your voice. Glad you got home safe. And praying for you and been post on the page in requesting prayer. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. We thank God for you, man of God. You got any good testimony report for us today?
You know, I just thank God for my safe travelings. I really thank God for the prayers of the saints praying for me. I just thank God for allowing me to go to Canada, amen, and allowing me to get through, because I could have went to jail over there, Apostle, because them people over there was really nasty, slamming to us, and, you know, I'm from the hood, and I was ready to push somebody down. But to God be the glory, the pastor, it was a wonderful time. God came in and blessed and just, oh, my God, just overshadowed us with his glory. And I just thank God for at midnight how I was laid out prostrate before the Lord on my face, telling him thank you and just appreciating him for keeping me another year. And
yes,
I just
Lord.
Thank God for what he's doing, for Jesus paid the price outreach ministry. I'm going out of town to transact business to open up my own church. So be praying for me and be praying with me.
Okay, we will be doing that. Praise the Lamb of God. And glad you're back in town. And hopefully we'll have time to be with us on the air back again. Praise the Lamb of God. Always welcome to co-host. You're on.
Yes,
hallelujah. Your daughter, your sister, Shatwan and Sylvia, boy, they've been right up front here. I tell you, praise the Lamb of God, birthday and helping out and closing. I just thank God for such a collaborative effort on the part of everyone to come together to make the show and everything that we do so successful. God always have a ram in the bush. He always have someone to undergird you, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, and back your play so that you can do for God what you need, what you desire to do. And God knows I'm doing it all in his name and for his glory. Hallelujah. Good to have you back, man. Good to have you back. Good to hear your voice and glad you're doing well, and we're excited about your future as it relates to our ministry. Time for you to get established, praise the Lamb of God, and go forth in that ministry. Hallelujah. And we're going to be there to support you in every way we can in the name that is above every name. Hallelujah. Boy, I believe it's excited about hearing your voice.
This phone is breaking up because I'm downtown.
Not to hang up.
People of God, I don't know what is going on with this phone line. I really don't. But when Prophet Daryl, I guess, dropped, I dropped. Or both of us dropped together. I don't know what is happening here. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Sylvia, can you hear my voice? Shatwine, can you hear me?
I can hear you, Prophet.
Okay, I just want to make sure I'm on the program here. Praise the Lamb of God. I don't know what is going on with their system. This is just not our system that's doing this. It's theirs. And it just keep dropping us periodically and then reconnecting us, and that's not good. So we're going to have to get with them. We had problems yesterday beyond this. Praise the Lord. The bill is paid. Hello, somebody. Praise the Lord. So the bill is paid. We should have some airtime, right? Amen.
Right.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. The bill is paid. Praise the Lord. Now, people, as I was talking to you all, praise God, you know, this is first fruit season, and everybody is gearing up for a wonderful year from God to bring about a productive year and one of the best years in a long time. And since we know, prophetically, people of God, prophetically, we know that the famine is over. Boy, I wish I could get some people to really get that on their lips and on their mouth that the famine is over. Speak it over your life. Speak it over your business. Speak it over everything that concerns you. My famine over. There is no lack. Praise the Lamb of God. This famine has ended. God has declared it. He has supernaturally blessed. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. But I want you to know this, praise the Lamb of God, that when your opportunity come, praise the Lamb of God, for you to excel and go forward, praise the Lamb of God, it takes a shift in your mind and your heart, praise the Lamb of God, from where you are to where you're going. Now, we have been battered so by the storm. Watch this, people, God. We've been battered so by the storm, praise the Lamb of God, until our mind and our attitude is that of the famine, praise the Lamb of God. Now we got to shift ourselves into the future and look back, praise the Lamb of God. Say, no, I'm walking in success and victory now, praise the Lamb of God. I'm walking in prosperity. I'm the head and not the tail. And start allowing, praise the Lamb of God, the things that we come in contact with that God is going to put in our hands to be blessings with, that we are not fearful. That's number one. That fear, praise the Lamb of God, is not a part of our action. If you're afraid to go forward, praise the Lamb of God, afraid to make a move, afraid to make an investment, afraid to get out the boat and start your own business, whether it's in the trunk of the car, praise the Lamb of God, or on a corner, with some peanuts, you're afraid to go out and start, praise the Lord. That fear can captivate you for the rest of your life and entrap you, praise the Lamb of God, and make you miss your open door. You don't want to do that. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. So we know that fear is not of God. We know that he has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power, praise the Lamb of God, and of a sound mind. Then the next thing you want to do, praise the Lamb of God, you want to focus on whatever your opportunity is or your niche is, praise the Lamb of God, that you're thinking about doing, you're going to engage in, and you want to make sure, praise the Lamb of God, that you have all the information that is on it. Don't allow no one to push you, rush you into anything. Hello, somebody. Ding, dong, ding, dong. The witch died. Don't allow anybody to push you into anything that you don't have full confidence, praise the Lamb of God, and the full understanding of. Don't sign papers and you don't have the full understanding. Read the fine print, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah, before you sign your life away. That's number two, fear and focus. Praise the Lamb of God. Stay focused on the prize. Stay focused, praise the Lamb of God, on what you're doing. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Then, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, you must come into a place, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, of getting familiar with that you're going to be doing. If you're going to start a business, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, whatever it is, then you have to start practicing it now before it starts. You don't wait and then say, well, I don't know how to do this. I don't know how to do this. I hear people say, I'm going to restaurant business. Then they get in there and they start putting things on their menu that they don't know how to prepare well. You go there, practice that, and perfected all of that before you open your doors. Hello, light bulbs. Raise the lamp. Don't give me no, I try this. No, it's supposed to be perfected when you bring it out. Praise the Lamb of God, so that your customers will go, I want a whole pan of that to take home. I want a pan of that macaroni for my baby shower coming up. You want that type of response, and the things that happen to a lot of people, I'm telling you, if they don't become familiar with their product, praise the Lamb of God, you must know your product, you must know what you have, praise the Lamb of God, and you must know everything there is to know about it. Praise the Lord, the good and the bad. We got a caller. Wait a minute here. Error code. Let me get it. 313. Your mic on?
Praise the Lord.
Hi, Shala. How are you today?
I am so blessed. Highly favored of God.
I know you're
and
calling for a reason, because you don't call like.
You just been confirming some things, and I'm over here about to have a fit. This is good. You spoke a word in September, you and Prophet Daryl, and I've been watching it unfold. I just had God to pay a nice size bill off for me. And
wow.
It didn't cost me anything.
Lord Jesus.
And that's just like Jesus. You know, I thank God for authentic prophets. I'm just blessed.
Lord.
The words you just spoke about, don't let nobody push you into anything. And I'm at the point, don't let nobody label you or don't accept anything that you know is not true about you. I'm just
That's true.
I'm
That's
just
a part
blessed.
Of it, too. I'm of God.
And I just
Hallelujah.
Want you to know
you
I appreciate you.
Hallelujah. You have to have a firm foundation, and you have to be fixed in knowing that what you're going to do, you're going to succeed at it. And don't allow people to stereotype you and put you in a bracket with nobody else. You are a unique creature of habit. You are a unique design of God. You've been fearfully and wonderfully made. Can't nobody make your footprint or your fingerprint. And you do it your own unique way. Praise the Lamb of God. And don't let people, hallelujah, boy, because, you know, that'd be our biggest problem. 9 times out of 10, and everything that we do is we're listening to the wrong voice. We
That's
listening
right.
to people, praise the Lamb of God, that want to insult us and tell us what we can't do, praise the Lamb, what we should be doing, but they ain't going to put no money on the table. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Yeah, that's what we normally do. So we have to break away from negative people. That's right, people of God. If you're going to be successful in anything, you must put successful people around you. You must put people around you that think success. Praise the Lamb of God. That talk it and that live it every day. Praise the Lamb of God. You can't just walk around with losers and expect to win.
That's right.
No light bulb. You can't walk around with faithless people and then go on to fight a battle with the devil. You can't do it. Praise the Lamb of God. It works in every area of life. This same principle carries. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. If you're going to be successful in something, you need people around you who are, praise the Lamb of God, entrepreneur-minded, who are in a similar or the same type of business you're going into or what have you. You're going to start to help you to develop, praise the Lamb of God, the pros and cons, the ups and downs, the ins and outs about what you're about to do. That's how success comes, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. But if you listen to the negative people, you listen to negative people, praise the Lamb of God, you will never step out of the boat to walk on the water. You will never, praise the Lamb of God, get out of that place of comfort, hallelujah, and just surviving. If you want to go forward, you must step out. Praise the Lamb of God. People told me, you don't need to be doing no conferences. You ain't got this. You ain't got a big church like so-and-so. You ain't got all them members, blah, 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 blah. I heard what God told me to do. I do what God tell me to do. Praise the Lamb of God. Greater is he that's in me. Hallelujah. And if God is for me, praise the Lamb of God. And I went on and did what God tell me to do. Praise God. And I have never, ever, praise the Lamb of God, came under the mark. Hallelujah. When the deal dropped, because God is always, praise the Lamb, is there to do what God said he's going to do, and that is be God in my life. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God.
Amen.
Charlotte, thank you for calling today, sweetheart. You are such a blessing to be on here with us today. Dr. J, praise the Lamb of God, of Mount Zion New Covenant Church in Detroit with Bishop Charles H. Middleton. Praise the Lamb of God on second and foot. Hallelujah. Praise
my God.
You know I love me some Bishop Middleton. Praise the Lord. But we have a opportunity here. Praise the Lamb of God. I think, wait a minute now. He should be coming on any minute, pushing one on his dial. Praise the Lamb of God. As soon as he come on, we're going to shift with Apostle Talbot. Praise the Lamb of God. And allow him to come and share with us. Praise the Lord. But I just want you all to know, praise the Lamb of God, that this show is transitioning. We're going to have more guests on the show. Praise the Lamb of God. We're going to have more guests on the show so that we can look at others' perspectives and things of this nature, of things that will help us and be a blessing to us. Praise the Lamb of God in the future. Mm-hmm. So you want to be tuned in. Tomorrow we will be, praise, because of the prayer conference. Praise the Lamb. The prayer conference is taking place here, praise the Lamb of God, in the city of Southfield, Michigan, at the Westin Hotel. We will be going there this evening, praise the Lamb of God, and we'll be doing the show, if the Lord's will, praise the Lamb of God, from the prayer conference on tomorrow. Praise the Lamb of God. From the prayer conference, we will be doing it and have some guests there. Praise the Lamb of God. Probably can get Bishop Murphy back on and some others, praise the Lamb of God, if time permit. Then, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, Friday we'll be there. Boy, with the prayer warriors on here and the prayer warriors there, oh, my goodness, it's going to be lightning, the latter rain and the former rain coming together on Friday. So you want to make sure, praise the Lamb of God, you're tuned in with us, praise the Lamb, for that. Then also, I see you, Apostle. I see you in queue. We also, praise God, you want to know, praise the Lamb of God, that we're gearing up for our conference calls and things of this nature for 2014 conference, the prophetic conference, and this, that, and another. Just trying to cross some more T's and dot some more I's on some things. And then also, praise the Lamb of God, for those of you who work in various areas of ministry in the PSM, International Ministry. We're going to be having some calls, praise the Lamb of God, to strengthen some areas, to overhaul some areas and make things work even better and smoother, praise the Lamb of God, as we work together for the cause of Christ. Prophet, love you today, praise the Lamb of God. Here is the man of God, praise the Lamb of God, coming on here. Apostle? Apostle Talbert? No, Erico 662?
Hi, Prophet.
Girl, hello? I'm thinking you the apostle on here. Who is this?
No, it's Rain, Mississippi.
How are you doing?
I'm good. I was just calling to let you guys know that I love you guys and I'm enjoying the show, and to let you know that something that I will see here today, make 30 days, but we have no complaints. And like I said, this has been an experience for both of us. So I thank God for everything that she's going through, and, you know, I thank God for her strength. And I thank God for just, you know, like I said, I thank God for everything. But it has been a good and bad experience, but overall, good, I will, I bad. So I'm always thankful for each of you every morning and every day for the encouraging words that you bless us with. And like I said, I thank God for
bless
the prophet that he had placed in our life. And I do thank you, Pastor Shatwan and Mama Gail, for encouraging me on the other night, because I love you guys. And like I said, I just thank God for the people he has placed in our lives, because we have you, it gives us the strength and the desire to keep moving forward. And that's where I am today. I feel the urge to keep pressing now. I feel it more than I used to. So I'm just grateful and thankful for that. And I just want to call you guys and let you know, like I said, we still here. We don't know how long we're going to be here, but we have no complaints, because God is who he is, and he knows when it's time for us to go. But yet and still, we thank him and give him all the glory.
All right, Sharon, and you all are still well now. You say you've been there 30 days. You still at the hospital?
Yes, sir.
And you've been there 30 days?
Today, like 30 days.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, I understand what you're saying is a good and bad experience. Praise the Lord. Okay, my goodness gracious. We must give even more prayer to that. How's my baby doing?
They took her off all her fluids yesterday, but she still got to have a surgery, which is another biopsy on the kidney, because when she was in ICU, she was in ICU last week for a couple of days because she had a mass on her throat, back, you know, on her esophageal gland, and they couldn't see it. And because it went so long, it was just covered, and it would cause her not to breathe on her own. So she had to be in ICU for 3 days, but I thank God for catching it in time, and she just started throwing up blood. And they rushed up there, what have me, and they told her she was there only because her esophageal gland was closing up, and they had the tools on that floor to, you know, open it back up if it just happened to close up overnight. So they kept her, and the medication that she was on, it was so heavy, they couldn't do the biopsy. So now she had to be on it for 14 days, so that just threw us off another 14 days. But again, I say God makes no mistakes. So I'm just thanking God that it was discovered when they found it. So I try
right.
to make everything positive. Even though the devil tried to make it seem bad, I know it happened for a reason. I thank God for, you know, it always could have been worse. So I just thank God for who he is and what he's doing, and let this be a lesson for us and not, you know, something that we just went through. I want to learn from everything that I go through and just make it into a positive or what have you.
Okay. Well, we're definitely going to be praying for you. Matter of fact, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Oh, my goodness. I know Shatwan is not feeling that well, so I don't really want to burden her. I thought I saw Bertha in queue. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Boy, oh, boy. Okay. Well, the prophet here, I can pray myself, can I? Yes, I can. Praise the Lord. Let me pray for you. Right now, praise God. Father in heaven, we give you praise and honor and glory. You are God of all the earth. We bless you. We honor your presence always, Father, acknowledging you before we come on this show, this show. Hallelujah. And so, Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for Sharon. We thank you for her daughter, Father. They've been fighting and fighting the good fight of faith. And we've heard testimonies, Father, of your goodness. I know you're a healer.
Yes.
I've seen what you've done.
Yes.
And I know what you can do now.
Yes, God.
Father, stretch forth your hand.
Yes, God.
Even with ours.
Oh, yes.
And touch your daughter now.
Right,
surprise,
God.
And shock, doctors.
Jesus.
Hallelujah, into belief that you're a miracle-working God. Hallelujah. Give this girl a testimony of the last, hallelujah, to your coming of your goodness. Hallelujah. Bless this mother. Give her strength. I command grace to her inner being. I command grace and strength to her mind and heart, to her spirit, Father. And let the joy of the Lord be her strength today. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, God, we command healing to your daughter. In Jesus' mighty name, let the virtue run down. Hallelujah. We give you praise. We give you honor. We give you glory. We give you glory. We give you glory, God. We will shout, Father. We will praise you through the mass. In Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. That
Hallelujah.
Kidney and the liver, God. Hallelujah. You're God today. You're God. You can do it. You can do it. Hallelujah. We give you praise for being our God and our King. Oh, glory to your name. Yeah, God, there you are. Hallelujah. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Ah, God, we believe you today. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. Oh, boy, oh, boy. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Thank you. Oh, yes, God. Sharon, for calling in today. My God, the Lord is here. Oh, my goodness gracious. Bless you for your spirit, Lord. We give you praise. We give you praise. We give you praise today. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Ah, God, see, y'all done messed me up. Hallelujah. Lord, look on my granddaughter now. Oh, God, yes. Touch. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, God. Somebody else on this line sick. Somebody else needs you. I need you. Touch. Jesus, we command the healing virtue of Jesus Christ on you. We give you praise for it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Father. We praise you now.
Yeah, God. Oh, yes, God.
Lord Jesus. Lord, have mercy. Y'all just pray for the show here. Just pray. I tell
Amen.
You, and pop me again. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah, boy. I tell you, my God, I'm trying to find a apostle here. Praise God, hallelujah. If he has one, all you have to do is push one on your dial, apostle, on your phone, and you should come into queue with us if you are listening here. Praise God, hallelujah. Well, I know, looked like he just called my mobile. He said he's on the line, hallelujah, but we don't see him in queue. What is that now? My goodness gracious. I don't see. I don't see. There he is. Okay, hold on. All right, I think I can get you now. Let me see, can I get you up? Apostle, is that you?
Yes, sir. Can you hear me, sir?
All right, man. This thing would not allow you, I guess, to push one on your dial.
on your keypad.
No, you're fine now. You're in queue.
Okay.
You're on the radio.
Oh, all right.
You're on the radio with, praise God. Hallelujah. We've been dropping, so if I drop, don't let it shake you. This thing been messing up. It's their technology or their equipment rather, not mine, you know. Let's keep dropping for whatever the reason is. But I wanted you to come on. We're happy to have Apostle Willie Talbert with us again today. Man of God prophesied so very well, praise the Lamb of God, on our page on last Wednesday night. And we just thank God for his giftings and the anointing on his life and all that he means to the body of Christ, doing such a great ministry there as he established even more in the New Jersey area. And him and his wife are both flows in giftings. She came on the show and prophesied to us also, praise the Lamb of God. And we're holding on to that word in the name of Yeshua. And now we have the apostle back on. We've been talking about the blessings of God and things we need to get in order for the new year. Hallelujah. And since the God has announced the famine is over, praise the Lamb of God, the 7 years of famine is over, and we're about to recoup and get renewed and restored. We've just been giving out some tidbits of what we need to do to make sure, praise the Lamb of God, that we're in line for the blessings. And so I invited Apostle on today, praise the Lamb of God. He'll be on with us tomorrow and Friday, praise the Lamb of God, if the Lord's willing to help us in this area and show us the way that we need to take in order for the blessings of the Lord to flow on us. Apostle, the mic is yours.
Oh, God bless you, sir, and greetings in the presence of Jesus to each and every one of you, precious people of God. We're just honored to be able to, again, share this platform with such a great man of God and such a powerful ministry. You all, which you already know this, I'll just echo it again, that you all are just tremendously blessed because of your connection with such a man of integrity and godly character, and definitely the anointing of the Holy Spirit that resonates and resides in his life. And Prophet, as you were sharing and with the young lady and just blessing her, I just began to see what God was also doing, a healing ministry within that young lady, and he's taking her through because of what he's about to do with and for her. And I'm not certain if she's flowing in ministry yet, but there's a stirring that I even sense now, even in the Holy Spirit, regarding her, and that's one of the reasons why she's been having the type of visitations and dreams even in the night season, because of what God is getting ready to do. I literally see him ushering her into this next level. And so who she's connected to is very essential in this hour, in this season, because God don't want her contaminated because of the purity and because of the sincerity in her heart. So we want her to be encouraged, as you have already encouraged her, to know that everything that she's going through, God has already given her the grace and the ability to pass the test, and is just going to be able to magnify the anointing of God and the signs and wonders that shall follow her ministry, and she's going to see some things happening. And I even see some things happening regarding some children. I don't know if she has birth children or some children close around her that God is doing some things with it, because I see a prophet in the midst. I see a promise in the midst of their her family, and I know that God has got some great things in store for her. But this, what she's going through, is not to take her out, but to take her up. So you just wanted to just share that, man of God, with her. I don't know if she's heard it or not, but just wanted to.
Yes, she's still on. Sharon is here.
Well, praise God.
Mic is open.
Yes, praise God. Well, I just wanted to just release that. I know my assignment today was to talk about finances, and financial breakthrough because you kept
spending your assignment is to do the will of the Lord on this show. Hallelujah,
well,
Reverend.
I want you to understand something, that when we understand biblical principles of God's word, and as I shared briefly in our last time together, that prosperity is nothing bad, is nothing negative, but we need balance and understanding, because a lot of persons have this understanding, we're all the way to the left or we're all the way to the right, wherein I'm going to be a millionaire, that means I'm prosperous. No, when you have peace of mind, because 3 John verse 2 says, above all, I would that you prosper and be in health as your soul does prosper. So therefore, as we're learning how to grow and mature in the spirit realm also will usher us in the natural realm, so that the natural realm will catch up with the spirit realm, wherein our finances, our health, everything that's associated with us will experience the realm of God with the blessings of God. And also, I want to deal with this point, and I'm glad for this opportunity, Prophet, because I want people to understand, as you related to me, that you want us to really be able to break this thing down so that people understand that it's not about money. Money is just a part of the equation, but it's not about money. It's understanding, if we go back to Genesis, where he placed Adam in the garden signifies everything you need for your existence is right here in the garden. So when we tithe, when we give in our offering, it brings us back into the realm of the garden, that all sufficiency, all supply is right there. And then God begins to give us instructions while we're in the garden. The problem has become is what we've done while we were in the garden. And so,
my God.
So with that, Prophet, because I know we got a lot of word people, and so I want to give them some word so that they can say that this is his philosophy or this is some ideology that he just probably formulated, but I want to give you some scripture. So each day we want to build upon the next thing and the next thing and the next thing, because tomorrow I'm going to talk about how to get rid of the Goliath in your finances. But today, I just want to set the stage, just to kind of, as they said, make our appetites, our spiritual appetites, palatable for what God has for us. Because God wants us to go beyond just decreeing words, but he wants to start seeing the words. So in other words, Abraham, he said, speak those things which are not as though they were. Don't knock things of small beginnings. Don't knock your $10,000 job. Don't knock your $20,000 job. Don't knock your $50,000 job. It may seem small to some people, but it's a seed into your future when you get ready to go. So Prophet, you just got something going here. The flow is strong, so I'm just trying to stay in this teaching mode. Here.
Hallelujah.
But if we go back to a scripture that everyone is very familiar with in Malachi chapter 3, I just want to point a couple of things out there. So if somebody has their Bible, you can follow along. If not, you definitely have to listen to the replay. So Malachi chapter 3, very familiar text, Malachi chapter 3, verses 8 through 12. And I'll read these words. I'll probably read out in King James, so if anyone has a different type version, at least they know we're on the same block. But it says, will a man rob God? Yet ye have robbed me, but ye say, wherein have we robbed thee? He responds in tithes and offerings. Now, I felt the Holy Spirit prompt me just now. I want everyone to relax, because it's not about putting anybody under condemnation, but under conviction, where sometimes we're not aware of what we don't know. So I just want to break it down. I just want to share some things that will encourage you. That's the purpose of this whole series of teaching, is basically Prophet asked me just to encourage you through the Word of God to let you know where you should be positioned as a child of God. Verse 9, but ye are cursed with the curse, for ye have robbed me, even this whole nation. Bring ye all the tithes into the storehouse, that there may be meat in mine house, and prove me now herewith, says the Lord of hosts, if I will not open you the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing, that there will shall not be room enough to receive it. And I will rebuke the devourer for your sake, and he shall not destroy the fruits of your ground, neither shall your vine cast her fruit before the time in the field, said the Lord of hosts. All nations shall call you blessed, for ye shall be a delightsome land, said the Lord of hosts. And I wanted this kind of, I'm one of those teachers, so I like to go what we call verse by verse and with a word outline. And so here he says, will a man rob God? Ye have robbed me, but ye say, wherein have we robbed thee in tithes and offerings? Now, let me just bring some clarity here, because most people are tithers according to what we know being tithes. That's given the 10%. And I make it very clear, tithing or tithe, as the scripture states, is not 11% or 9%. It's not 12% or 8%. It's 10. Anything except of 10% is an offering. Because once we understand, people say, well, I want to tithe 12%. Well, what you're doing is you tithe 10 and you sow 2. And some people say, well, but no. What you do is you sow at the level that you want your tithe to be. So if you want your tithe to be, let's give an example. Let's say your salary is, I'll make it easy, $10,000. I know that's a low number, but I just want to make it easy for the argument of, or discussion rather, of math. So 10%, 12% of $10,000 would be $1,200. 10% would be $1,000. So biblically, to be, in order for the principle to work, we have to first come in alignment with what is God honoring and what does he recognize as a type, be it our time, be it our talent, be it our treasure. And so here he's saying, I'll recognize the tenth. He said, but hold on. I'll show you what I'll do with the excess that you give. And so we're going to compartmentalize it. So if anyone is taking notes, you want to first write down tithe, that, the T-I-T-H-E, that, the tithe, which is a tenth. Then you want to put another category that says overflow or storehouse blessing. That's a whole other account, setting up a storehouse, and we'll probably talk about that on Friday. Anyway, so you got the tithe. So he says, you have robbed me. So where have we robbed you of God? And so help us to understand. Some people may have robbed God in time. Some people may have robbed God in talent. Some people may have robbed God in stewardship of their gifts. So we want to make sure that we're allocating properly a tenth of our whole being to God, so that God can bless us. Because why do you say that, man of God? Because I don't remember reading that. Well, first let me get to that verse. Verse 9 says, ye are cursed with a curse, for ye have robbed me, even this whole nation. Now, here's what he's saying here. He's speaking to the children of Israel as a nation, knowing that there's possibly somebody who was in alignment with the will of God, with the word of God, but he had to speak to the nation because he was blessing the nation. Now, what does that mean, Apostle? What does that mean? That means, let's break it down, from the nation to your house. Your whole house is affected negatively or positively by your tithe. You can have...
You need to say that again.
Your whole house is affected...
The whole house.
...affected either negatively or positively by your tithe. Example, you can have unsaved loved ones living in your household, but because you're diligent tither, the word diligent means you don't tip God, but you truly tithe to God, your whole house can benefit from the residue of your obedience.
That's right.
I let that resonate right there. Then he says,
so we have to, Apostle, we have to apply the scripture that says, As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord, and then the tithes come up under that, as for me and my house.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Now, the reason why I'm saying that, Apostle, is because there are a lot of people who don't understand this. They have their daughters and their sons and folk working in their homes, and they're not tithing.
Mm-hmm.
The mother tithes, or the mother and father tithes, but the children don't. And then they say, well, that's on them. No, it's on your house.
Right.
If they
right.
under your roof.
Mm-hmm.
Am I right, Apostle?
Yes. Yes.
If they under your roof.
Yes.
Then you're responsible.
Yes. Yes. Exactly.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Mm-hmm. Because I was going to say a personal testimony was my parents, both preachers, the Lord called my father home in 2006, that they taught us how to tithe when we were children. We may not have understood the fullness of it, but as we became older and matured and studied the word, we saw the benefits of tithing. I'm going to show you in testimony how that worked. My parents were the parents of, at that time, it was six children living in a three-bedroom apartment. But God favorably blessed us where one day, I remember it very vividly, we had ran down, there was, well, we didn't know it as children, and our parents just shared, said, well, right now we don't have anything to eat, but we're believing God that he's going to show up and provide. Now, understand, we were not even taught sewing, but it was just because of teaching that the ministry we were affiliated at the time, it just began to demonstrate. So we had a lot of demonstration as opposed to just verbalizing. You see, today a lot of people talk, but they don't demonstrate. But anyway, so we saw that. So he called the family together in prayer. Prophet, no joke. It was like life within a 30-minute period. Now, to me, it looked like 30 minutes. It was quick. The same day, let me say it that way, the same afternoon, we had prayed together. My father called us together. Remember I said the head of the household. My father called us together to pray. There was a knock on the door. A lady came who knew us, said, I don't know all why I'm here. I just felt led to go to the store to bring these groceries and to give you this gift. I don't have long to stay. I just got to do this and leave.
Right.
I'm just
showing
you.
We have to come.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead, Papa.
You there?
Yes.
Yeah. We have to come to the place of understanding this, people of God, that our responsibility is under the umbrella of what God has given us. What God has given. God has given you a home. God has given you a place to stay. Everything that comes through that door is your responsibility. You are accountable for it. And whatever is owed out of your house to God, you are accountable for it. Praise the Lamb of God. And this is something I had to teach my children. I said, you're not going to set a curse on my house because I'm robbing God because you didn't got a job and you don't want to tithe. Now, you've been raised up in the Lord. Now you don't want to tithe. You say you believe the Bible, but you don't want to tithe. This is the most stickiest area to a believer that is. It's because we get saved from the crown of our head to the sole of our feet, but it passed our pocket. It don't hit our pocket. Salvation don't hit our pocket. Everything else saved except our wallet because we don't want to give.
Mm-hmm.
And the whole principle of God is upon giving. Go ahead, Apostle.
No, I'm listening to you, sir. I'm right there with you. And you know, a man of God and people of God, and remember I said I want to encourage you. I want to share with you now, and it's so awesome how God does things. He starts it off, the text, with setting the boundary because, wow, I hear this in the Holy Ghost. This is going to bless somebody. What God is doing, he's not beating you up, but he's positioning you for what's waiting on you. Tithing just sets the boundaries. It shows you the dynamic and the mammoth. Mammoth meaning huge. Mammoth meaning large. Mammoth meaning bigger than you. God said, I'm getting ready to load you up where I'm going to pour such a blessing on you, release it, but it can't be released. It won't stick if the boundaries are not set. It's like building a house. You have to first build the foundation before you can put the main part of the structure or the remaining part of the structure or that beautiful house will fall at a wind. God is saying, I don't want my people to fall. I don't want my people to fail. I'm setting them up to succeed, but I'm giving them a principle because I hear the Holy Spirit saying that if you understand the principles of my word, I'm trying to set it up so the enemy cannot get in and contaminate you from which that I've given you and pervert you from what you know as being a blessing to then becoming and retreating back as a curse.
Mm-hmm.
So this
Teach
is all a setup. So when he says, I open you the windows of heaven, for years we always thought that it was I will open the windows of heaven to you. He said, I open you the windows of heaven. In other words, my God, we become living portals of the flow of what's in heaven into the earth realm.
Yes, sir.
So yes. He says, nations shall call you blessed. It's because when they see you, they see heaven. When you minister, you minister as heaven. Please understand, we're not God, but we're his ambassadors in the earth realm. And he said, these signs shall follow them that believe. I know
we
talk about casting out demons and devils and laying hands on the sick, they shall recover. But we also have the authority in Isaiah 61. He says, I've given you the keys to loose those where they were bound, loose those that were in shackles. So we come as representatives of heaven, as he said, I open you the windows of heaven. So we can speak prosperity, we can speak healing, we can speak deliverance, we can speak victory, we can speak success, because we're representatives of heaven. That's why he says, I'll open you the windows of heaven and pour you out as a blessing, so many that you won't have room enough to see. And so watch this, prophet and people of God. Just think for a moment. Have you ever gone outside without an umbrella and it starts to rain and then it starts to pour? Anything about you, it remains dry up until the point of saturation. Once it has maxed its saturation, then you become drenched in the water. And so God is saying, I will pour out the blessing, not where you have a little dibba-dabba do you, but where you are flowing, oh my God, where you are flowing and you're flowing such to the point that you'll never have to ask for anything because it automatically will be attracted to you because you are a magnet for heaven.
My God. Jesus. Hallelujah. Boy, I like my goodness, I'm a magnet to heaven. Now, and the people of God, this is sound doctrine and good teaching, and I don't want you to miss this, praise the Lamb of God, as the devil is teaching. Let me just take a station break here. You're listening to PSM, Praise the Lamb of God, Prophetic Perspectives with Prophet Michael Shakespeare, and we have on today our guest, Prophet Apostle Willie Talbert, who is teaching us the blessing plan of God for our lives. Praise the Lamb of God. As we enter the new year, we want to enter right. We want to do the right things. Praise the Lamb of God. So we are here discussing this. And those of you that's listening to this lesson, praise God, in about 15 minutes or so, we're going to open the line so you can talk with the apostle. You can ask both of us some questions if you want to regarding that he's teaching, so that you can be blessed and prosperous. The prophetic people, praise the Lamb of God, you have to see praise the Lamb of God in the spirit, with the anointing of the tribe Issachar, praise the Lamb of God, to discern the times, to discern the seasons, praise the Lamb of God, so you will recognize what God is doing in this season, praise the Lamb of God, to renew, to restore, and to bring us back and even further us in elevations in our status, praise the Lamb of God, as far as prosperity is concerned. Prosperity is not a bad word. It's a great word. It's a good word when it's not abused. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Again, when you talk about that household curse, the whole nation of Israel was cursed because of one man, Achan, because he disobeyed God and took some of the spoil and buried it in his tent. And the whole nation was cursed because of him. They lost a great battle. It was a great slaughter. And Joshua came back and said, something is wrong. And the Lord appeared to him and said, someone in the camp has disobeyed me. So you see the camp as your house when there's disobedience in your house. I just want to, because it's one thing, Apostle, to give us these very fine principles, praise the Lamb of God, and you're dead on it. But there are some things that we do and we allow to be done that hinders, or that, as I was teaching them a few months ago on war, that wars against our seed. Mm-hmm. We war against our own seed. We sow a seed, and then we live out a harmony of the word of God with an expectation on the seed. And you can't do that. You warring against your own seed. Come on, man of God.
Yeah. Prophet, I tell you, you're really on to something. One thing about it, you hear from God. That's a definite. You hear from God. And I was thinking, as you were sharing, because I sense somebody is struggling with this, especially when you say about the house. Let me share with you. In the book of Samuel, Prophet Eli, because he did not deal with his sons properly, he allowed them to do what they were doing and not bring them under subjection or correction. God held them accountable because he was the head of the house.
That's right.
Even we in ministry that God has entrusted to oversee various ministries, we even have to be careful on who we allow to function in our ministry. Now, let me break some clarity. It doesn't mean people dot the every I, cross the T, and like a stick board. They ought not be living a shabby life while they're working on living a holy life. Yo, you can't get around that. God was saying, listen, they're going to be boys, but don't let them do the things that defile the house of God. And so we want to make sure that we open the windows while God is opening us, and we don't want anything to block, because what blocks the sunshine is a cloud. You know, from visual, you know, it's amazing. It could be cloudy when you're at an airport, and then you get on the plane, and then they take the plane up a certain elevation, start seeing the sun. You're like, whoa, what happened to all that? It was a cloud. So we want to say, God, forgive me. I repent. I want that cloud removed, because he says, I will hold back the divine cold. Oh, my God, I just saw this. Prophet, I should have told you. And there's, I get these downloads, and I get excited. And this is just me. I can't be you. I can't be TD Dick. I just be Willie Tolbert. But, and so I get these downloads, and it's like, whoa, he excites me. And so what I saw was when he says, I'll hold back the devourer. Why? Why would God have to hold back the devourer? because you got heaven's blessing that's attracting everything to you. So God is saying that which does not belong to you, I'll keep it back.
Mm. Teach me, God.
Oh, God, thank you. I just want to give you praise right now. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. So, Prophet Ted, we just take a praise break right now. I just have to give God praise right now because.
All right with me. Hallelujah. Lord, we can always
be blessed. I want them to be encouraged today. God, thank you. We bless you. We praise you. So, yes, God, thank you right now. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for blessing your people. Thank you for this man of God. Thank you for this open door. Thank you, God, for what you're going to do with your people, oh, God. Oh, God, we bless you. We praise you, oh, God. You said my people perish for the lack of knowledge, oh, God. God, we pray for heaven's knowledge. We pray for balance in our lives. We pray for understanding. We pray for clarity of your word. We pray for the sureness of your word. Open the eyes of your people, God. Open the ears of your people, God. Open the hearts of your people, God. We break every spirit, oh, God, that come to condemn them, oh, God.
Yes.
We break every spirit, oh, God, that come to keep them in blindness, oh, God. We break every spirit, oh, God, that come against their inheritance in the name of Jesus Christ. Now, God, we thank you right now for breakthrough right now in the area of finances, breakthrough in healing, breakthrough in deliverance,
breakthrough
in salvation, breakthrough in victory, God. We thank you, oh, God, for you said in your word that when the enemy come at us one way, he has to flee seven ways, oh, God. Oh, God, you said that which the enemy may miss the evil, you'll turn it around and make it for our good. We thank you, God, because you call us to be the head and not the tail, above and not beneath, the lender and not the bar. We bless you, oh, God. We give you praise. We give you glory. We thank you for the seed of this word being planted in our hearts and minds and spirits of your people, that they will receive and discern the truth of your word as your word continues to come alive in each and every one of our lives. And we thank you now for what you're going to do. We thank you for the harvest that shall come in the household of your people, in the ministries of your people, in the businesses of your people, in the communities of your people. We decree and declare that the spirit of poverty is broken off and destroyed off the lives of your people now in Jesus' name. And we give you the praise. We give you the glory. We give you the honor now. And it is so in Jesus' name. And with that, prophet, I turn that call over to you for instruction, sir.
Hallelujah. Well, now I just want the people of God to know, praise the Lamb of God, that this is good, wholesome teaching, praise the Lamb of God, that then came forth today from Apostle Talbot concerning, praise the Lamb of God, how to be blessed in this new year. And he started right at your tithes, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Your tithes is the continuation, praise the Lamb of God, really, of first fruits. That's what tithes is, because first fruits were first, praise the Lord. Adam, Cain, and Abel brought their first fruits, praise the Lamb. They came first as offerings, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. But when the children of Israel come out of Egypt, praise the Lamb of God, God commands them to tithe because he had to give them some rules and regulations to live by, praise the Lamb of God, because they were Egyptianized. Hallelujah. Yes. So now, praise the Lamb of God, at Sinai, he gives all of the laws, praise the Lamb of God, and the Levitical laws and how they're supposed to give and the things they're supposed to do so that they would worship their God with their whole hearts, this, that, and another. Of course, praise the Lamb of God, this wasn't done properly, so of course Jesus had to come. Praise the Lamb of God. And this is where a lot of the problem come in, that with people who think that tithes has been abolished, this has been abolished, that has been abolished. The only thing that Jesus did was, praise the Lamb of God, and this is a lot, hallelujah, is your salvific experience. He saved you. He delivered you, praise the Lamb of God, from up under the curse of the law. He delivers you from under the curse of the law, praise the Lamb of God. But our obligation to live, praise the Lamb of God, according to the laws of God is because we love God and because he has done these things for us. Praise the Lamb of God. We were rejected. He accepted us through his rejection. Praise the Lamb of God. All of these things took place. So we have to be very mindful, people of God, that when God blesses us, hallelujah, that we don't think about clothes and shoes first. We think about who gave it to us. Hallelujah. We think about who gave it to us. When you think about who gave it to you, then you show your appreciation by breaking off what belongs to them. Praise the Lord. You do that with joy. Hallelujah. Because you wouldn't have nothing. Praise the Lamb of God. It's as if the tithe program, if God gave you 10 apples, 10 oranges, and 10 watermelons, he says, give me one of each of them. That surrenders the tithe. Really, the rest is yours, he says, and your offering. So then it's up to you how much more you want to give him for gratitude. Praise the Lamb of God. He says, give me one of each of them. Hallelujah. That leaves you 9 of each of them. God got 3 on his table. You have 27. Then he said, an offering. And some of us can't do it. Some of us cannot do it to save our life. And that is horrible. That he has given you all of that. You can't give God back what he asked you for. That is really horrible. But it's the truth. Praise the Lamb of God. Ingratitude, selfishness, and undiscipline. Praise the Lamb of God in our giving. Hallelujah. But when you've been trained up as a child to do what you're supposed to do, it becomes habitual. Praise the Lamb of God, and you do it. And this is why, Apostle, the Jewish nation is still so blessed.
Yes.
They train yes. their children from the cradle to give.
Mm-hmm.
The tithes, I was talking to the Jewish attorney I work with, Apostle, and he was telling me, he says, let me tell you what your problem is, why you and your ministers and y'all always need sponsors and y'all always need this, because your people are not giving right. And I looked at him, I said, what you mean? I thought he was going to insult me. He said, well, for instance, the tithes that we give, the tithe goes to the priest. And I didn't even know this when he told me this. I had to go research. Tithes go to the priest. That don't go to the church.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So what? That every temple and every synagogue we build is paid for when we build it.
Mm-hmm.
We don't take the tithes and try to build a church with it. The tithes mm-hmm. go to the priest. Then he took me, I was at his house, he took me to the window, he said, you see that big home up there on that hill? Through them trees of the hill, he said, that's my rabbi's house. He said, God gave them the tithes because they cannot work a job, they're not supposed to, they're supposed to be in the house of God. Mm-hmm. Listen to what the apostles say when you come into the New Testament in Acts. He say, let's find you 7 men to put over this work mm-hmm. so that we can speak the word in prayer.
Mm-hmm.
If the pastors didn't have to do all of this money searching and the people were doing what they're supposed to do, if I could stay immersed in prayer and in the word, how much more powerful would I be?
Mm-hmm.
How much more effective would I be? But if I got to worry about my rent, my car note, my everything, mm-hmm. and worry about churches, and worry about half the memberships,
mm-hmm.
that's too much on one man to keep his mind clear to hear God. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It takes time to soak in the presence of God. I'm just telling, I tell the truth on this show. Praise the Lamb of God. The tithe is supposed to go to the priest.
Mm-hmm.
Understand that, people of God. It ain't to pay the light bill and gas bill at the church. Every dime is supposed to go to the priest, and that's supposed to be in the house of God, Now, somebody going to disagree with me with this, but our churches should be open 24/7 because you have on staff from the tithe people who are able and ministers who have given their life to ministry.
Mm-hmm.
The house, the light in the house of God never went out. It never went out until Eli let it go out.
Mm-hmm.
But they had a continuous praise team. You better read the Chronicles and stuff. You would see it. That everybody that ministered in the temple, praise the Lamb of God, was from the tribe of Levi. That was the priestly tribe. They had no inheritance. They lived out of the tithe of the people. That's the Bible. But what we do is we give our tithes, and then we want to divide it up in 100 different ways. When our offering should pay for the buildings.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
When Solomon got ready to build the temple, he didn't say bring no tithes. They brought gifts.
Mm-hmm.
And they brought it so much until they didn't have, he had to stop them from bringing it. He said, it's enough.
Mm-hmm.
They were still bringing gifts to build the house of God. Praise the Lamb of God for the construction of the house of God. I'm saying to you, people of God, and I ain't trying to make nobody go change nothing at their church. I'm just trying to make you aware of how important God sees your tithes. God commanded this, not man. It's right there in your Bible. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. I want you to be blessed this year. I want you to be prosperous. I want you to be fruitful. And I don't want you riding around jealous of no preacher. Praise the Lamb of God, and jealous of nobody else. Hallelujah. Let love abide in your heart. And when you see your man of God or your woman of God, say, God bless you and mean it from your spirit. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Because that's one of the we'll get in that. We'll talk about blessings and curses. Praise the Lamb of God. But you can't, I mean, we do some crazy stuff. I give apostle an offering and then talk about him when I'm walking out the door.
Mm-hmm.
How your blessing going to come back on you? Warned against your seed. Warned against your seed. You can't bless your man of God, expect blessings, then go home and get on the phone and talk about him. You warned against your seed. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. They're going to say, I ain't talking about them, but what? You finna talk about them. Right. I just wanted this man of God to come on here today. Boy, oh boy, what a wonderful, wonderful time we're having. Now, we're going to open the lines for you. Praise the Lamb of God, those that you hear. I'll let push one on your dial. If you have any questions, comments, anything you would like to say to Apostle Talbot, even if it's just thank you for the lesson, push one on your dial, and we will open your mics up. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Now, I want Sylvia and granddaughter, your mics are open already, so if you want to say something, you can. Praise the Lamb of God. But those, the rest of you, if you would like to say something to the apostle, praise the Lamb of God, it's your time. Right now, push all right here. Is that one? Nope, that's 662, that's Sharon. Sharon, your mic is open also. Praise the Lord. All right, here comes, I think this is Bertha. Hi, Bertha.
Hi, Pastor. Hi, Apostle Todd. What are you doing?
Papa Dale.
I just have a
comment. Papa Dale is not on with us.
Okay, I didn't hear him earlier. Just have a comment about the tithes and offering when I was younger and, you know, that was that saved and paying tithes and offering. I don't know about anyone else, but my state of mind was I'm not going to sit up and give all my money to the church and the pastor sits up and give off of my money, then I don't have any money. But I thank God that he opened my eyes up and revealed to me the true purpose of sowing tithes and offering to the church, that when you sow, it's not on us to try to figure out and wonder about what the pastor going to do with the money or who he's going to give the money. All we're supposed to do is walk in obedience to what God has instructed us to do in his word, to give him tithes and offering, 10%, and that he would be due to follow and open up the windows of heaven for us out of blessing. That's all, that should be our main concern, sort of where the money is going and what's being done with the money.
All right.
Praise the Lamb of God. I concur 100%. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Do you have anything you would like to direct specifically to the apostle?
Oh, no, just Happy New Year, Apostle Albert.
Oh, Happy New Year for you, too. Thank you so much for your comment.
Hallelujah. Here's another caller. Erica 614. Your mic hot.
Good afternoon, Prophet. Good afternoon, Apostle. Good afternoon,
in Ohio.
I just want to say this topic has been such a blessing for me. I was just sitting here, and it was such conviction for me because for a while I had an issue with paying tithes and where I'm at. And it speaks to what Bertha was saying. You know, sitting up under the ministry, great man of God, it's just a lot of stuff going on behind the scenes, and I was like, wait a minute, I don't agree with what's going on there or where he's doing with my tithes, so I'm not going to pay it. So I was not giving any tithes. I was not tithing to the church. So now I have a better understanding that it's really not on me. I just need to do what God has directed me to do by his word and just leave it at that.
Mm-hmm. Well, let me say this right quick, Apostle. To all of our members at PSM and those of you that, you know me, praise the Lamb of God. Now, this is what my daughter Lily is speaking here. Praise the Lord. She know I love her. I love her daughter too. And we've been through a lot, but this is what I want to tell you. Anytime you have these kind of challenges and things, you have me to inbox, to call, to come on the radio show, and let's talk about it, and let's get an understanding, because we can fall into a trap, and God can be speaking prophetically to you about the blessings that's coming to you, and at the same time, you are holding your blessing up. You're holding the blessings up, and we have to be very, very careful, especially when a prophetic word is given to us, because Satan is going to try to slip you up. He's going to try to get you not to receive, praise the Lamb of God. So you can say, the man of God lie, or the word of God ain't true, or something of this nature, because he's always drilling at your faith, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. So we must always praise the Lamb of God. The Bible says, above all things, get an understanding. Come on, Apostle.
Yeah, I was just going to echo what you stated, and just one other point was, it's like this. How many of us go to supermarkets, or how many of us go to Macy's, Nordstrom's, or whatever your favorite store is, and then later on in the news, we find out something about that particular store or somebody said something or whatever, but we don't stop going. So as the man of God was sharing, you know, we have to know, number one, where does God want me? You know, you're never going to find a perfect church. And my father used to say, if you find a perfect church, don't go there because you're going to mess it up. And but, you know, as the man of God said, just stay with God. Just stay close to God. And I'm grateful that you – the word ministered to you, and just let God do what he's doing. That's all.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. All right, we got some more here. Boy, thank you, Lily. Erico 747. Erico 747, your mic is hot. Are you there? Hello?
Hello?
Yes, who's calling?
Praise God, it's Cammy, Prophet. How you doing?
Hey, Cammy, bless you, daughter. How you doing?
Yeah, praise God, Apostle. I'm doing well. How you doing?
God bless.
God bless.
Hallelujah.
Hey, Apostle, it's Cammy Lee. I'm the one that contacted you on LinkedIn.
Yes, thank you.
Yes, how you doing? I did respond back to your email about my information.
Yes,
my contact.
And I'll be reaching out to you.
Okay, how you doing? I just wanted to say I'm really enjoying the message, and wanted to say praise God and have a wonderful day.
Amen. Amen.
All right. Well,
praise
bless
God.
You. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you, Father. Good to hear your voice, and thank you for all you do.
Thank you. You're welcome.
All right. All right. Got another caller. Area code 973.
Oh, good afternoon. This is Elaine in New Jersey, Prophet and Apostle.
Hi, Elaine in New Jersey.
Hi. It's a good. This is good teaching today, and I wholeheartedly am for tithes and offering. But I had a question. I was trying to study this out last year myself. There was the Zadok priest that ministered to God, and then there was the Levite priest. So now, how are you deciding, like, on the disbursement of the first fruits and the tithes and, like, the offerings, like burnt offerings or whatever? How is that divided out, and where is the Zadok priesthood and the Levite priesthood? How is that in the church today?
Well, Apostle, you want to ask, or you?
You can go ahead and start, matter of fact.
The thing about it is this, sweetheart. When you deal with these different priesthoods, that was just about the order. What you had in the biblical day, under both of them, was a high priest. This was the main priest who was the sole responsible one over the house of God and over the religious affairs of the nation, then of Israel. Then there were priests after different orders that served in the house of God, and you have to look at it from this standpoint. You look at it more also like a business or a corporation that has set up, and they have three shifts.
Okay.
For a 24-hour period, or four shifts due to their watches and this, that, and that, because the lamps had to be burned, which were oil lamps, this and that. So there was always activity in the house of God. There was always activities in the house of God going on. And in Chronicles, it shows that the musicians, praise the Lamb of God, played day and night, but they took shifts.
Okay.
They took shifts. And all of these was out of the Levite, the Levitical tribe. So therefore, praise the Lamb of God, the tithes and offering, first fruits and what have you, was always brought in, and the oversight of it was given, of course, to the high priest. How it was broke down was to make sure that everyone was cared for. Now, it does not give us a description of how much each priest received or this, that, or another. I don't have that information. But I know all of those that served in the temple on a full-time basis, praise the Lamb of God, that was of the Levitical tribe, were cared for through the tithes and offerings of Israel. That's how they were cared for. So in modern-day times, you'll say the pastor, the musician, the administrator, the secretaries, and the people who serve on a daily basis, praise the Lamb of God, in the house of God, they have to live out of the tithes. They have to live out of the tithes.
Okay.
You see what I'm saying?
Yes,
and it would be so much easier on ministries if it was established this way. But we have gone about to establish our own. We have went after other orders and things of this nature and have established our own way on the way that we do ministering, the way we do finances and things of that nature. So now we have a whole lot. If this was a complete understanding across the board, there would be no scuffling and issues with people about the pastors and priests or whatever. But because it's in Apostle Talbot's church, it can be one way, and then you can come to my church, and it's another way.
Okay.
When it all should have the same concept and biblical rules.
Hello?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. Okay, I couldn't hear for a minute there.
He may have, I don't know, Prophet, are you there? He may have experienced a technical, but I also will give you, if you need a scripture reference as well, it's Leviticus chapter 27,
okay.
verses 30 through 34, Deuteronomy chapter 14, verse 22, and Numbers chapter 18, verses 20 through 21, and it talks about the Levites received some of the tithe because they could not possess land of their own.
Right.
And the people were not given tithes, so the Levites went to work. This is so good. This is what Prophet is sharing. So when the Levites went to work to earn a living, thereby neglecting their God-given responsibilities to care for the temple for the service of worship. So, you know, so that's why that what was happening. And that's where Malachi comes in talking about, yeah, rob me because you robbed my people from doing what they should do in the house of God.
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly. So you're robbing the church of having a wholesome, full-time ministry by not paying your tithes. And the Levites were not given an inheritance. When they came into the land and Joshua divided up the land, everybody got land but the Levites. So everybody had land to work, cultivate, homes, all of this kind of stuff, except the Levites. They were not given an inheritance. So that because they would serve in the house of God, and the tithes would serve as their income, as their inheritance.
Okay.
That's what the way God ordained it for them, for the priesthood, so that the priesthood would be cared for. It is not right that you can go out, or I can go out as just a person, and get a job and make $100,000, $200,000 a year, and then because the priest, apostle, is in the church day and night and running around doing what he does as a pastor and a shepherd, it's not right that he has 1,000 members and he can't barely live in his house.
Right.
Because every time they put the tithes on the table and there's any extra money or something, they find a place, well, we're going to say this, we're going to do this, we're going to put this in there, this go over in that, and blah, 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 blah. And then when you get to the conclusion of it, what happens? Nobody suffers but the men and women of God who serve in the temple.
Right.
And it's not right. They should be able to, if the Lord blesses them that way through the tithe, they should be able to be just as wealthy as a doctor, a lawyer, anybody else. It's a professional career. It's a career that... a vocation that they're called to by God, and if they serve well, they should be shown double honor. That's the word of God.
Yes, yes.
But we have so much jealousy. Nobody is the talk. As Apostle said, you go by the drugstore, these party stores. These guys got their Mercedes Benz and stuff sitting up there. Everybody's still going in there buying liquor.
So
ain't nobody saying, oh, he driving a Mercedes. He ain't going there to buy no liquor. They going there buying liquor. I mean, all the corporation guys, you should go to their homes. Follow home the president of General Motors, the president of Chrysler, the president of these corporations, and see how they live. You will look at their homes and be a half a block wide. You need a golf cart to drive. I know it because they right up where I live. They right here in Oakland County where I live. And they homes got swimming pools in them and everything. Nobody's saying nothing. Oh, he the president of so-and-so. But when it comes down to the men and women of God, once prosperity start coming in to us, it becomes a problem. Everybody wants the preacher to be poor and just hanging on by a thread and living on faith to eat every day while everybody else got steak. That's not right. That's not right.